From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The UN said Tuesday it had suspended all humanitarian aid convoys in Syria after a deadly air raid hit trucks delivering aid near Aleppo, killing a Red Crescent staff member and civilian members. Jens Loerke, the spokesman for the UN humanitarian agency, told reporters in Geneva that an immediate security measure, other convoy movements in Syria have been suspended.
This very, very dark day for humanitarians in Syria and I say across the world, because I think there has been a moment of shock and, frankly, disgust by this attack. At this point, we remain committed and undeterred to continue to the best of our ability to help all Syrians in need.
Loerke said the convoy had been carrying food and non-food aid for some 78,000 people. North Korea launched a ground test of a new high-powered rocket engine Tuesday, indicating the country is closer to acquiring long-range capabilities. The North Korean state media says the successful launch was overseen by leader Kim Jong-un. Meanwhile, a South Korean spokesman says Seoul believes North Korea tested the performance of its new type of high-power thrust engine for a long-range missile. The new engine test comes less than 2 weeks after North Korea conducted its fifth and most powerful nuclear warhead test. This is VOA News.